Can't nobody love you like me.
Terima segala kurangku.
Director of Carbon Economic Value Governance at the Ministry of Environment, Ignatius Wahyu Marjaka, has said that the voluntary carbon market holds numerous strategic opportunities for the country. He noted that VCM can provide access to innovative funding sourced for climate mitigation and adaptation projects. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin visited several leprosy patients during a work visit to Serang Baru Subdistrict Bekasi, West Java, to review efforts to control and prevent the infectious disease. Sadikin noted that interventions are being carried out in several areas with high leprosy rates, such as Pamekasan, Brebes, and Bekasi District, that include administering medication for both treatment and prevention. He then urged the public to take advantage of President Prabowo's free health checkup program to screen for diseases, including infectious diseases such as leprosy. And that was the news.
Semakin dalam
kali ini kadang juga ia takut tatkala harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya di malam hari menuju pagi sedikit cemas banyak mataku merasa malu semakin dalam ia malu kali ini kadang juga ia takut tatkala harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya di malam hari
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jangan pernah terpecah belah. Indonesia.
Voy listener, the Indonesian National Army has been invited by President Macron to lead the Bastille Day Parade in Paris, France. Not only that, the Indonesian National Army also inked several cooperation and joint exercise with other countries. To know more about this, let's have a special conversation with the head of Information and Communication of Indonesian Ministry, Bapak Brigadir General Frega Wenas. How are you today, Pa, and good morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you today?
I'm fine too. And congratulations for the marvelous performance of the Special Task Force of 10E at the Bastille Day, Pa Frega. I'm really proud to say that I'm proud as an Indonesian.
Thank you very much.
Without any further ado, let's begin the interview, and I would like to ask some of the questions here. Can you tell us about the Indonesian National Army at the Bastille Day?
Actually, it was the first experience that we were invited to take part in the Bastille Day commemoration. One of the big national day that the French government and the French people celebrate. And it was a very rare opportunity where we had the honor to be the guest of honor because of the invitation expressed by President Macron to President Prabowo. And then President Prabowo assigned the Minister of Defense as well as the TNI headquarters to prepare not only a contingent of troops, but also the drum band from the Armed Forces Academy. And I think it is an honor not only for the contingent itself, but also for the soldiers, the cadets, as well as for the Indonesia as a nation, because we can showcase not only our military cultures, but also treasure culture that we brought there. And it has impressed not only the French people there, but also we know that Paris is one of the big city where tourists are visiting. So many people from European countries and also the guests that attended the celebration also could have the opportunity to observe and also watch the performance of our troops, contingent, the drum band, and the parade as well. And it is an honor and show that we are also have the same capacity with other nation internationally.
Okay, so how long did the training take, and who created concept for the Indonesian National Army Parade to be performed on Paris?
Well, the drills that we had began in June, and the event itself, by early July, on the 6th, we sent our contingent and the drum bands. And since the first day of arrival, they observed, they did some drills, also the rehearsal until the final rehearsals. And roughly about a month, over a month. And we had prior experience participating in India National Day as well, where we sent also a contingent of troops for parade and defile, as well as the drum band and marching band. And we used that experience to help develop the configurations, because actually the invitation was only for the parade and defile, but we also prepare our cultural performances because we want to use the momentum, the opportunity alongside the break that we have during the rehearsals. And the configuration was actually designated by our trainers from the services, from the Army, the Navy and the Air Force, especially for the drum band. We have the Military Academy instructor as well as the from the Armed Forces Academy. And since the drum band also consists of the Naval Academy cadets, Air Force Academy cadets, and a small element from the Police Academy. And for the troops itself, we have the Yell to show the fighting spirit of our troops, and of course it boosts the morale of our soldiers, because when we want to perform, it actually elevates the motivation and also the high spirit. So once they perform, they will put their best And also, this will make everyone proud, especially Indonesia as a nation, as a country.
Okay, so with many performances from Indonesian National Army, what makes the France people impress the most? Is it like, since there are many performances I've seen, like people from the cadets from Indonesia teaching the Pacu Jalur dance to the people of France, and what is the most memorable one?
I think most of what we demonstrated while we were in Paris in the celebration of the Bastille Day impressed the French people and the local, as well as the visitor who visited the city. So everything, especially cultural aspect, military aspect, because when we perform during the parade and defile, we have a slightly different style of marching. It's very disciplined, and probably because of different culture, the Asian culture. So it's a bit rigid, but it was very organized, very well organized, and very neat. Compared to the French military, probably they tend to march in a softer way. Compared to us, we try to show our rigid movement, but it's a very well organized coordination. And of course, with the drum band that we had, with the cultural elements, we brought the tiger, the shark, also the eagle for the drum bands, and also traditional part that we put in the element of uniforms that were worn by the cadets. It attracted the French people. And at the same time, you're right, you mentioned about Pacu Jalur, because it's currently viral, part of the aura farming. So we try to use the momentum to also socialize and introduce this kind of traditional part of Indonesia. And not only the cadets, but also the soldiers that we send there, they join and they ask the local, the French armies, French military personnel, male and female, to also join. And because it's going far anywhere, not only in Indonesia or, football players internationally. So we want to use the momentum to promote Indonesia. And at the same time, along the break that we had during the rehearsal and drills in Paris, we also try to perform our traditional dances. We brought all the equipment for Rio Ponorogo and also for Kecak, with all the elements, representing diversity. And also we demonstrated, a dance from Papua. So we want to show that Indonesia is comprising, is very diverse with a variety of culture, ethnics, but we understand that, based on our key principle, unity in diversity. So we want to show to the French people and also the international audience that were present in Paris during the Bastille Day, even though we are coming from a different background, but we are united as a nation, as a country, and that has become our fundamental identity, as what we have demonstrated and implemented for many, many years since our independence.
Okay, you've mentioned Papua before. I would like to ask you, TNI is also working together with Indonesian Health Ministry to build 14 hospitals in conflicted areas in Papua. And how is the progress going?
The progress is still ongoing. A couple of days ago, Minister of Defense with the Minister of Health, as well as the chief of supervisory board on medicine and food, they actually concluded the memory of agreement between these three institutions. Our commitment is try to support the transformation program in health sector as well as in medicine sector. So it's part of the commitment of the Ministry of Defense to support the national program and vision by President Prabowo. And what we did, what we are doing actually is not taking over the lead or the role which belong to those two different institutions, but what we offer is actually to provide assistance in constructing a medical facility, you know, hospitals, especially in remote area, in conflicted area, where security needs more protection. And we've tried to provide security. And at the same time, we also have combat engineer units. We can operate in a hostile area, hostile environment, in conflicted zone. So we also offer this kind of capacity and capability to help construct the new hospitals in that conflicted zone. And at the same time, we also have the Republic of Indonesia Defense University, where we educate cadets to become also medical doctors. So we offer this kind of human resources to help also, you know, being assigned in the conflict zone. So because they have the foundation as a cadet, they have been indoctrinated and educated. They have part of their education as a military. So that won't be a problem for them to being assigned there, because we know the risk, you know, working as a medical workers there, being a doctor, being a nurse. Some of them actually got kidnapped and became casualties. So having our own resources will help supplement the effort conducted by the Ministry of Health. And for the medicine, we also have the military, you know, pharmacy facility. So we can supplement the ongoing process of producing medicine, so we can produce together with a high quality, with a cheap price as well, to help support the government program. And it's going to be distributed through the to the shop organized under the ministry, you know, Koperasi Merah Putih, to help provide assistance to the public. So that's the intention. We're not taking over, but we are supporting the national program, especially transformation in the medical and also medicine sector, health sector.
Okay, speaking of protection, not only the physical protection is needed, not just health, but also in this modern era is cyber protection. So my next question, and maybe the final question for today, is Indonesian National Army developing many cooperations with other countries as well, and recently with Singapore in cyber defense. And what do Indonesian National Army need to learn from Singapore, and why does we need to learn from Singapore, especially for the cyber defense?
A few days ago, actually, the Chief of Defense Forces from Singapore Armed Forces went to Indonesia, and also there was a courtesy call visit to see Minister of Defense, Syafri Samsudin. One of the point that were discussed was actually about elevating cyber corporations, because we know Singapore recently established its digital and intelligence service, which actually, in summary, the supervision of cyber security and cyber defense in Singapore, and also being a hub and also rely on digital and commerce sectors. They have been experiencing a number of issues, and that's one of the reason why they established a new services in the military in charge of cyber. And now we think that it will be beneficial to learn from their experience, because they have established as a new service. And at the moment, we have the cyber capacity, but what we have is actually limited to individual services, the TNI headquarters, and also the Ministry of Defense. So we see that through this partnership, we can exchange knowledge and experience. And of course, Singapore is one of the members in ASEAN, Southeast Asian nation. So it's been our neighbors, it's been our bilateral partners for years. And a number of occasions when we conducted, you know, military multilateral program as well, Singapore also took part. So it's a fair reason to also establish this kind of cooperation with Singapore, being a pioneer of a new service in digital, in cyber. So we want to learn. And at the same time, we also believe that Singapore, being a good neighbor of us, you know, implementing what President Prabowo envisioned, good neighbor policy, good bilateral partnership and relations can also supplement for us, especially in the context of defense diplomacy and military diplomacy. And cyber cooperation in this case can also strengthen our defense diplomacy and military diplomacy program as part of the, you know, the government program in multiplying and also replicating international partnership with various international partners, including Singapore.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, Pak Brigjen.
My pleasure.
Frega Buenas, for your answer and amazing insights of Indonesian military. So, Voice listeners, thank you so much for accompanying me in this special interview with the theme of TNI's achievements in many sectors. And especially as we heard from Pak Frega, that Indonesian armed military forces is still keeps growing in protecting the nation as well as expanding their knowledge and well known to the world as well. And thank you so much, Voice listener, for your time in this special interview of VOI Talk, and I'll see you in another episode. Stay tuned with us always in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sana, ku sampaikan salam ini untuk mewakilkan rasa terima kasihku. Menyambut hariku, berlagu dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini, rindu akan nyawa ini. Semesta riang, tersenyum merekah, lagumu bagai semangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku ini rindu, namun tak perlu mengharap. Di sana riang ayunan pesona jiwa dan berpesta. Bina, bina retropolis, sang mesin waktu menembus masa lalu. Dan aku pun kan terkenan berlihat gaya pesona dalam nyanyian bahagia yang kau cipta. Semesta memberi damai, terima kasih padamu, oh bujangga. Kunda dalam hati terbesi dalam air dan api. Nadamu akan selalu menjadi warna hidupku. Mari bernyanyi bersama dalam sedih senang riang. Ayunan pesona jiwa dan berpesta. Ingat-ingat metropolis, mesin waktu menembus masa lalu. Dan aku pun kan terkenal melihat gaya pesona dalam nyanyian bahagia yang kau cipta. Semesta memberi damai, terima kasih padamu, oh bujangga.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Maka kesejukan yang kau rasa. Coba keluar di terik siang, ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa. Maka kehangatan yang kau rasa.
Tahukah lagu yang kau suka? Tahukah itu aku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as gempol pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As gempol pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as gempol pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
tersisa ku tergoda asmara. Terbawa alunan lagu merindu telah ku temukan.
Visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo-cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime. Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transport.